You're listening to Merriam-Webster on the EFT Zone Spotlight.
I'd like to tell a story about my mother. Both my parents were Mormons and very, very strong in that faith. I am not a Mormon. I've had a rather interesting spiritual journey, but I've arrived at my own way of looking at the cosmos and at the divine. And while we've been at odds many times during my own personal journey, there's been respect there on both sides. And if you're trying to speak to someone who has a very strong spiritual belief where they're looking at EFT or any of the energy therapies and saying, well, I don't know about that. That looks like it could be of the devil, or that looks like it could be against my, you know, insert religion here, whatever their religion is, or against the teachings of our chief prophet or teacher, then I always, always counsel respect. One thing that I did with my mother was to teach her in a way that was very parallel to how she grew up, using metaphors from her childhood. So we talked about the telegraph key. Those of you who are of that age may remember telegraph keys. I've seen one in a museum. And it's simply a piece of metal attached to a piece of wood that's lifted up, and there's a black knob on top, and you press it down, and it goes tap, 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 tap. Well, what's that like? Hello? That's like tapping. So I said, well, Mom, you know, the telegraph operator taps on his key in, Mom was from Kansas, so he taps on his key in Topeka, and somebody in Kansas City or some other place or even New York City could pick that signal up and say he's got a really, really important message that he needs to tap out. Now, what would such a message be? And my mother substituted. She said, oh, I know. A message that President Roosevelt won the election. But see, this is from her generation. I'm not putting words into her mouth. And so I said, great. So you remember the telegraph operator? And she said, oh, yeah, Jake Sneed. And Jake Sneed was her telegraph operator in her town where she grew up. And so she said, I said, well, now, if you got that message in your town, and well, how would that happen? Well, a boy would run over from the barber shop. Not the post office, mind you, but the barber shop, because that's where all the news filtered to. And they would send a boy to the telegraph office running with a piece of paper, and Jake Sneed would tap out the message on the telegraph, and that would go to Kansas City or New York or wherever it went. So I said, well, that's great. Now, what's an important message like that? Because we all want to know who won the election. And Mom said, oh, yes, that's very important. And I said, what's a message like that that you might want to tell your body? Now, Mom, by the way, at this point, she had 17 broken bones in her back. She had osteoporosis, and she had breast cancer at that point in time. She died of that, and she had a number of difficulties that she was going through. And she mused for a while, well, I guess what I'd want to tell it is to relax because I have these spasms that go through my back. And I said, well, great. So if we had a telegraph key here right now and you knew how to operate it, would you send that message? And she said, oh, yeah. So at that point, I introduced her to tapping on the fingers. I thought tapping on the head was going to be a little radical. So we tapped on the fingers. And I just let her see that there are, and also, this is another thing, we are very anteriorly related. We are anterior, meaning the front of our bodies. We are very, very much related to what we can see. So we can see our hands. We can't see our own foreheads and eyebrows and so on. So unless you have a mirror handy, for older people in particular, start them out with their hands. So she could see tapping on their hands. It's like tapping on a little telegraph key. Oh, yeah, I see. And so we just used the hand points until she got very, very relaxed. And we did the hand points over and over and over and over again and tapped the wrist together. And she said the next day, and we just did that. That was all we did. She said, well, that was very helpful. And the next day she said, is there any more to that? And I said, sure. I went and stayed with them, my parents, on and off. I took care of my mom for 9 years before she passed. And I would stay for a month at a time. And so I was there over an extended period. And I taught her just the various different little things over a very extended period. Now, even with her very extreme Christian values, objection simply just didn't come up. Because I had put it in words she could understand, in terms that were not foreign to her, I didn't use the word energy once until we were into it, maybe a week or two. And she said, well, how does this stuff work? And I said, well, Mom, it's like that telegraph. That telegraph sends a little pulse of energy down the wire, electricity. She said, oh, yes. And I said, well, it's like that in your body. You know, and she'd had acupuncture before. So I said, you know the acupuncture needle, when you put it into the point, it sends a little pulse of energy into the body. And she said, oh, yes. And so she could relate to that. And if I hadn't had the acupuncture explanation, I would simply have explained it. It's just like the telegraph. Your nerves are like that telegraph line in the body. And you send, you're tapping on them, sending a little pulse. And she got that. And it was really, really accessible to her. So there was no mumbo jumbo. We didn't use any jargon. I didn't say the word EFT until, golly, it was about 3 or 4 weeks into it. She said, does this thing have a name? I said, well, it's called Emotional Freedom Technique, EFT. And she just said, oh, since I took time to go into it with her on a personal basis, and to do this, you really have to know the person's language. You have to know what they're going to consider non-threatening. So if you can't make an example of using the straight-up teaching techniques of how we would teach a class of EFT, perhaps you can make an example like the telegraph key. So find a metaphor that works for the people you're working with. I always ask people, do you want to have fun? I think that's a, I don't care who you are or where you come from, that's not a question most people will say no to. So if you want to have, do you want to have some fun? Well, what do you mean by fun? You know, I notice you're favoring your right hip. Do you want to get some relaxation in that hip? Have some fun while you're doing it. And be silly and be crazy and have fun. If people are in a playful mood, and you can put them in a playful mood, by the way, just talking like that, then they'll usually go with it. They'll be curious. And if they won't go with it, they're going, oh, no, forget it. Go, okay, well, you don't mind if I do it by myself because I love to have fun. And you start tapping on yourself for them. Just tap on yourself. You don't have to say anything out loud. And tap on yourself, and they will, generically speaking, ask you what the heck you're doing. That's a good way to draw people in.